Hey, do you mind if I sit here? Yeah, this is actually my favorite spot. It's nice and secluded. I don't even think the librarian comes by. Classic Russian literature isn't particularly popular, I guess. World domination? Oh, right. Machiavelli had some good points, you know, and well, The Art of War is a classic. It's definitely good for much more than evil schemes. I suppose it is, yes, good for those too. I guess all I'm missing is how to win friends and influence people. Ah, yes, but I've already read the Evil Overlord list. If I admit to anything, where would I be? But honestly, I'm just working on a novel. Oh, it's just a thing I'm working on with a friend. It follows these two opposing organizations and their plots competing against each other, and sorry, I could talk about this all day. So, what brings you to this corner of the library? So, someone does read classic Russian literature. Tolstoy? I may usually sit here, but I know absolutely nothing about these books. I'm just here for a quiet place to write. Nah, don't worry about it. I'm a bit stuck anyway. Is this a new interest of yours? I mean, you usually sit over elsewhere. I mean, I know because I usually sit here, silly. And, well, I may have noticed you around once or twice. What can I say? You're just kind of my type, is all. Oh, a secret? I do like secrets. Then why are you really in the Russian literature section? Me? That's pretty flattering, especially coming from someone like you. Well, you are very attractive, but you probably get that a lot. Flattery will get you everywhere. So, what are you really reading? Oh, that sounds interesting. Can I see? Don't stop on my account. I can just come over there. Now we can both read. Of course, I'm kind of jumping in halfway through. Mind catching me up? Ah, I see. Now that is interesting. Am I distracting you? You don't mind if I rest my hand here, do you? When I lean in like this, well, your thigh is really the most comfortable place for my hand to be. Good. Now you are explaining? Ah, yes, that. Hey, can I tell you a secret? You know, I've always wanted to fuck in a library. It just seems really fun, is all. Wanna help me find out if it is? Excellent. We can't exactly fuck here, but well, next best thing. Do you think you can be quiet for me? Good boy. You are already hard for me. Very good. I'm going to start gently stroking you through your underwear. Feels good, right? You know, I've fantasized about doing this to you for a while. I may have noticed you quite a bit more than I let on earlier. I've imagined how we'd start talking so many times. Like, we would just reach for the same book. Or, bump into you and we just immediately hit it off. Or, I'd even thought about writing you little notes and leaving them in a book I knew you'd read. Honestly, that one's kind of embarrassing. I'm going to put my hand in your underwear and touch you directly now. I know it feels good, but we don't want to be caught. Just cover your mouth if you can't control it, or something. Good boy. Your cock is so big and hard for me. But I suppose a dry hand job isn't very fun, so... There. And now I'm just going to start stroking. I'm not the only one who's been fantasizing about this, am I? I thought about walking up to you, pulling your book away, and just kissing you. Pressing you up against the shelves and shoving my hand down your pants. Or dropping to my knees in front of you and making you come with my mouth. Looking up at you as you muffle your moans with your hand. Would you like that? I get the feeling you would. You're so good being quiet like this for me. So good. But you don't have to be silent. You know, you can be a little louder than that. Sound really, really good. Oh, shoot. I hear someone. Just read your book for a second. Looks like you're not the only one with a newfound interest in classical Russian literature. Now, where was I? Right. I had my hand in your pants like this, and I was stroking your cock. That's it. Good boy. Just move your hips against my hand. I was saying how I wanted to make you come with my mouth, to really taste you. Quiet, or I'll have to stop. And I don't think either of us wants that. You know, I've always wanted to know what you looked like, what you sounded like when you came. I've definitely thought about that a lot. Alone, late at night. Grinding my pussy down on my vibrator. Do you want to help me find out? Really put those fantasies to shame. Because I really, really want to make you come. Are you close for me? Good boy. That's it. A little faster now. Make sure to be quiet. Just like that. Come for me. Just come all over my hand. Give me something to think about later tonight. That's it. Come for me, sweetheart. Ah, fuck. taste just as good as I imagined. Hey, so I know we're kind of doing things in the wrong order, but here's my number. So, call me sometime. I'd very much like to take you to dinner. And, well, if you're up for it, we can try out some of my other fantasies.